can't get enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Yo.
Yo.
127 podcasts. Let's hope we don't get in any hiking accidents on this one.
Is that some sort of topical comment?
Get it?
I don't get it.
127 hours.
What's going on in there?
What do you mean?
Doesn't sound good.
I don't sound good, or like the acoustics?
The acoustics. It sounds like there's someone next to you just blowing on the microphone periodically.
That's weird. Yeah, there is like kind of some background noise. I don't know what it is, but it's not like here. It's like outside. And the window is closed, so.
Well.
I don't know. We're just going to have to deal with it.
Huh. All right.
So, I was thinking this week we would just do two comics, because Wednesday I'm going to be really busy like packing up, and Thursday I'm going to school, so it would just be a lot easier on me.
Okie dokie.
So we'll do one on Saturday. And then we'll be gradually going back to the one-a-week schedule, so.
So look forward to it.
Slightly more gradually. Yeah, I look forward to seeing less comics.
Maybe, what if we get more fans the less we update?
That would be pretty amazing, actually. That would be pretty much a win-win. I'm just kidding, I like making comics. But, so, I was at our grandmother's yesterday.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were at a gay porn parlor getting gay stuff in your butt.
I mean, that's like my daily activity. I don't even think I need to bring that up anymore. But
fair enough.
Her man friend, Alvin, was there. And
when you say man friend, what do you mean is boyfriend?
Yeah, I like to call him man friend. I don't know why. Anyway, so it's just the four of us, you know, mom, grandma, Alvin. And it was interminable. It's a never-ending day. It was so awful. It was amplified by the fact that that Guild Wars 2 came out the day I had to do this shit, so I was just like waiting and waiting to go home and play it. But he says so many things that are just like, are you kidding?
Just kind of a little bit hard to respond to.
Yeah, yeah. And like, he just makes things awkward. Like, he was at dinner. We were at dinner at the seafood place, and they were all eating oysters. And he was like, Eli, try an oyster. I'm like, no, I'm good. And he's like, come on, just eat it. I'm like, I really don't want to. It just makes me really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that he kind of, like, insisted that he sees our comics. So
we can see the same ones as everyone else.
Yeah, but I don't even think he should see those, because he's so far, like, removed from our target audience.
He's so old.
He's so old.
Maybe we can cherry pick a few.
So, you know Mom knows about the podcast, right, at this point?
Yeah.
So, she brought it up.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, God, why did you do that? And he seemed slightly interested, but I think we dissuaded him.
Yeah, perhaps he doesn't know what the word podcast means.
We did have to explain it to both of them.
You should have said it's a radio broadcast that's in a high-pitched frequency that only young people can hear.
I did try to explain it as a radio broadcast, except it's on the internet, but even that was too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
But, God, yeah, so he was like, well, just tell Jake he's going to have to, like, he has, like, a special email system where you have to, like, call to authenticate it.
What?
So I thought he was saying at the time that you're going to have to call him every time you want to send out another comic. But, no, you would just have to call once, but then Mom was like, I'll take care of it. Like, she realized that it was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not trying to...
Yeah, she's just going to pick out the ones that she thinks that maybe he'll like.
I'm not going to try and call into this fucking archaic, ancient phone system to show my comedy writing to an old person.
It's a phone system for old people who don't know how to use their email, right? I don't really get it. Why does he need to authenticate emails? He can't handle spam? I don't understand.
I
you can just put in a spam filter. I don't know.
I don't understand. I don't understand. Much like he doesn't understand, I don't understand.
Yeah. I also was running on 3 hours of sleep. It was really not an optimal scenario at all.
I'm glad I wasn't there.
Yeah. Jesus. But she gave me a lot of money, so it's impossible to, like, be that upset.
Yeah. And by she, you mean Alvin.
No, she. She gave me money.
Alvin, right.
I think that... It's like I don't have a problem with old people, because I don't mind Mamu. She's fine. She's, like, she's decently easy to talk to, and she's somewhat understanding. But Alvin's just, like...
Now, for anyone who's listening, you might want to clarify who the fuck you're talking about.
I mean, they can assume, right? People call their grandmas Mamu.
Do they?
Some people do. Yeah, I've seen it in the medias, in the television shows.
Okay, I just want people to think that you're bringing up some sort of mysterious fifth party here.
What are they? I guess like the typical one, like the anglicized grandma is like Gran or Gram or
Meemaw.
Meemaw. Yeah, I like Mamu though.
Grammy prunes.
Ugh, that's not good. Anyway, that's that. That was my old person day. So, it's just like, you know, wasn't extremely entertaining.
Could that be a comic?
No, I don't think so. Also, did you mean not to show Mom the one about the cage of consent?
Of course.
Well, she saw it, because, I don't see that as being that bad. I think you could have shown it to her.
Uh-huh.
And she was, like, talking to our family friend, Howard, and he said something about, like, how the most recent comic was awesome. But they were talking about different comics.
Oh, because she was talking about the one that I emailed?
That she had seen, yeah. So he, like, brought it up or something, and she was like, I have not seen this. But,
so you showed her?
She said she wasn't offended. So, yeah, I would have judged that one as one that she would be fine with. I think as long as it doesn't say, like, the word cunt in it. Like, I guess none of
us. As many of our comics do.
Yeah. It just has to be, like, pretty far inappropriate, I think. Yeah. I think that talking about, like, that kind of stuff is a bit edgy, but I think she's...
Okay. It's also that... Listen... So sometimes it's a comic that I just don't want to have to explain.
Yeah.
Because there's invariably a question, and I don't want to really have to explain age of consent laws to my mother.
Yeah.
That just puts me in a life zone that I'm not trying to fuck with.
I think she was much more confused by our helicopter one than the cage of consent. She had no idea what to make of that.
Yeah, but there's nothing to explain there. I'm saying specifically...
I explained a few things there.
Right.
I explained...
Nothing
I'm... I explained what the title was, and I explained what the song was, because there's no way she'd know that song.
And now it just seems like you're actively trying to be dense. What I'm talking about is a specific subject matter, which I do not want to explain to my mother. Vis-a-vis the age of consent. Was that not good? Did I not get across with that sentence?
I mean, that doesn't really matter.
Okay, well then, you can send it out and explain it. You don't respond to the questions that they ask.
I'm sure she knows what age of consent is.
Yeah, I'm not. Some of the questions we get, I don't make assumptions anymore.
Well, I would think she would know.
Okay,
I
mean, well, if you want to field some of that subject matter.
I don't know how you get through life without understanding what age of consent is.
I don't know how you get through life without understanding what herpes is. Or how samurai is pronounced. But, you know, things sneak up on you, I guess, when you get old.
How did she pronounce it? Samurai?
Samurai.
Samurai.
Samurai. So I took my laptop. She insisted that it was samurai, and I kept telling her, like, Mom, it's a Japanese word, and that syllable does not exist in Japanese.
Yeah.
There's
the Y.
That doesn't. That's not. You can't say samurai. That doesn't. So eventually I got my laptop and I looked it up on a dictionary website, so with the little like button that you can press to have the man say it.
Yeah.
So I brought the laptop to her and just kept clicking the button and samurai.
Yeah.
Samurai. So So I just
I thought that was extremely dickish of you, by the way.
Well, it's just like sometimes
sometimes, especially with our mother, you just gotta let go, dog, at that point.
We're talking about what? We're talking about 7 years ago at this point, probably.
Yeah.
But
I guess, yeah, you'd know better than to do that now.
Oh, yeah. But, like, she was so pissed off. She was not... She's so insistent about how wrong she was, and she's so pissed off about it.
Yeah. That's actually, I think, a family trait.
Not really. I'm hardly wrong.
Yeah, when you are, you can be really insistent. So can I, and so can Mamu.
Since when have I ever been insistent on being wrong?
I mean, I don't want to dig up dirty laundry here. I'm just saying it's happened.
I'm just saying, when I get proven wrong, I don't get furious. I just say, oh.
Oh, no.
I say, oh, I was wrong.
No, but sometimes you, like, you stick to your guns for a while, even though, like, it's pretty, you know, clearly you're wrong. It's happened. Maybe not recently. Maybe you've wised up a bit.
Yeah. I'm not the man I was. I'm not the man I was.
But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Naturally, our family tends to do things like that, which is not the greatest trait.
Maybe it's human nature. Who knows?
I don't know about that.
Anywho... What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, anyway, if you want to... If you think there's a comic that I don't send out that you want to send out and become the question master, the banker of the vault of knowledge...
The Riddler?
You can do that. You feel free. You can... All you can do is send out a comic.
We really don't filter a lot of them.
No, I don't, but... If I do, I don't only filter the ones that I think will be found offensive. I filter the ones where, like, there's going to be questions, and I don't want to go into the birds and bees. Mm. We're in this weird age where children have to explain things to the parents.
I also told Mom, because I felt bad, I told Mom that once we get our new website, I'll, like, show it to her when there's an appropriate comic up.
Yeah.
So that she can, like, look at it, because I think she feels like she's missing out.
Or you can just press the back button.
What?
You press the back button, probably. I'm planning for our website to have the capability of displaying more than one comic at a time.
Yeah, but I'm saying I would be in control, so she wouldn't be able to click back and look at inappropriate comics.
Right. So I don't know why you'd be waiting for an appropriate comic to be up.
Oh, true. That's a solid point. All right, you want to start writing?
Yeah. So we're at the point where I'm not going to be able to repeatedly drop. I mean, maybe it'll be easier once we do one a week, but as of right now, I'm a little bit tapped in terms of the completed comics that I just drop on you.
Okay.
So what we can work with here is we can develop something that we're talking about into a comic. You can provide fodder from your life, because you don't really do that. You don't ever really have ideas. So if you want to have an idea here... And that's welcome.
Okay.
Or we can develop one of the underdeveloped ideas from my vault.
Mm-hmm.
So there might be something funny in Samurai.
I don't know if we should make a comic about that.
Probably not. There might be something funny in just the concept of sticking to your guns when you're wrong. I guess you've already done that, though. With the wall eating. That was a good one.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much... a good way to express that.
We could just rewrite that comic, but substitute some slightly different subject matter so no one notices.
You could have your spatula hitting something else.
Like my spatula.
Like it's a panda bear. You're like, you got a panda bear on your spatula.
I love panda bear.
I love panda bear, and you eat the panda bear.
All right, it's in the bag.
Yeah.
That was the quickest start to finish ever.
Honestly, if we did that, probably wouldn't mind.
I mean, I have half a mind to actually do it, but I don't...
Half a mind, though.
our
minds are already very questionable. I really don't think it's a good idea.
You're saying if we're not willing to commit our full insanity to the concept, it's not maybe worth fleshing out?
Because most people are just going to see that as we are being lazy, which would be true.
Yeah, I mean, it took us about 30 seconds to come up with that.
So, we should probably do something else, yeah.
The thing is, I do have finished ideas, but they're just, like, they're too hot on the heels of more, like, similar...
Yeah, that's fine. I don't mind developing something.
Okay.
So. So.
I thought of an idea.
Oh, okay. That was quick.
It's like, it's you trapped at a dinner with... Now, don't ask me where I got this idea from. But it's you sitting at a table having dinner with a bunch of old people, and you're trapped there. And you're trapped in this, like, light dinner. And you're just furiously hitting this escape button that's underneath the table. You're like, why doesn't it work? Why is this button here? This could even be a GIF, because then we could have you furiously hammering the button.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. It's funny, because, like, we had all finished, and we were ready to get the check. And she goes around, she's like, anybody want dessert or coffee? And everybody except Alvin was like, no, we're good, we're ready. And then he's like, could I have a tea, madam? And I'm just like, no!
It's tea time.
And not only did he order a tea, but he got it, and he took, like, 4 sips over the course of 20 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
And then just left it there.
Oh, Jesus.
Because Mama was just like, we're going. Like, even she knew it was ridiculous.
So, that could be the start.
The dude is 89 years old. I mean, I don't know what to do with that.
He's a little slow moving.
That's far too old.
Listen, you're never old enough that you can escape our gaze of mockery.
Yeah.
We'll mock you right into the grave. Not you know, not Alvin specifically, but one.
Yeah. So, what we have to do is write some really good, like, terrible old people talk.
It could also just be that, like there's, well, we have some of that, like, a line or two, and you're like, oh my god, how much longer can this go on? And then, I mean, I guess it's too much to have him order like, a dessert that no one else wants to stay there for.
Yeah.
I mean, there could be something...
Or he just orders another dinner. Like, I don't know. That might be too much.
There could be something that happens that makes you realize you're never going to get to leave.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to think of what that would be.
I think we should actually, like, first, before we start getting to the specifics, we should probably come up with some sort of resolution. Because we just...
Oh, yeah.
We have you hitting this button. But I don't know. You like the idea of making it into a GIF?
Yeah, I could just do, like, a 2-frame GIF of my hand under the table, like, hitting this button.
Yeah.
I guess... I'm wondering if it says escape on the button, it might be hard to read it if I'm mashing it.
Yeah, but it could be the button could be mounted on, like, a little metal plate that says escape on
it. It could say it. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Or panic. It could be panic button.
Yeah. So, the resolution that I thought of, which is extremely morbid, is... basically me holding a knife straight up and about to, like, ram my head into it, like Joker style. Like, the last panel is me about to kill myself.
No.
Like a split second.
No.
That's I'm just saying that's the first thing that I thought of.
Yeah, that's probably the reason. This is probably the reason that it's the first thing.
Yeah. It's probably because that was a similar emotion to what I was actually feeling last night.
Yeah. Safe to say.
So I don't know if we want to base any of the conversation on, like, actual conversation that I sat through.
Well, I'm trying to think. We're trying to think of panel 3 right now.
Okay.
It's panel 3 time.
Okay.
I'm thinking that maybe the button does something. It does something, but it wasn't immediate. Like, it wasn't, like, it didn't happen right away. So that's why you kept pressing it.
Mm.
You're like, why isn't this doing anything? But maybe, like, eventually something comes about. And maybe
it could kill all the old people at the table.
A little bit morbid.
Yeah, again. No, I don't want to do that at all. But
yeah. It could be something that, like, you know how it's like when you click on something, you know, when you're using the PC and you click on, like, a program or something and it doesn't launch, but so you keep clicking on it. And then it takes forever, but it launches, like, 50 programs, 50 windows or whatever the fuck.
Mm.
It's like, yeah, maybe there's something, like, it's a little bit delayed, but since you press it so many times, it, like, fucks you.
Right.
Could also catapult you into the ceiling of the restaurant.
It's true. Could do that. That might be a little bit expected.
Yep. You could also be dropped somewhere. Your chair could drop.
I'm trying to think if there's a way to think of, like, escape in a different sense than, like, literally escaping.
Oh, like, it kind of like a dickish genie that misinterprets your wish on purpose?
Yes. So, like, it would be a different way of escaping that I would not want.
A mask could descend from the ceiling and go over your face.
A mask?
Yeah. Like, a mask just descends, it goes over your face, it's like you're not there.
I don't know if that's going to come across.
No. Make a lot of sense. I don't even get it myself.
It did make me think of, like an oxygen mask popping out of, like, the ceiling of an airplane.
Oh, yeah. Let's just see that.
Yeah. But then, should we change the button to, like... Because that doesn't totally make sense. But I do like the mask popping out.
Or you could just change, put the word panic.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I could kind of express that I want to get out of there. It doesn't need to say escape on the button.
We don't even need to put anything on the button. It could just be a big red button. But it could also say panic. Say panic.
Yeah.
Say.
Because if it's just a big red button.
You could just say emergency.
Yeah. I would animate the mask coming down, but that'd be a lot more frames.
And I'd have to keep, like, disappearing, and it would keep looping and be distracting.
Yeah. It's kind of weird, though, that, like, we're sitting in a restaurant, and this mask, like, does it come all the way down from the ceiling? Like.
Well, maybe we might need a panel 3 of nothing's happened yet. And then in 4 it comes down. Because I don't know if it makes sense to have a close-up on this button and then, like, it's already happened. Unless you think that works. I just don't want to run into that problem again where, like, you look over the comic too quickly and it, like, there's not enough kind of rhythm to it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, panels 1, 3, and 4 wouldn't have to look that dramatically different.
Right. I guess it could be, like, what I'm imagining is... Me, it's like we're sitting at, like, a kind of a longer table, and it's, you got, like, 2 old people in the foreground kind of facing me, and then old people sitting next to me on either side. So, yeah, so that way, like, you kind of get the sense that I'm surrounded. Then, yeah, we probably should have a panel of, like, maybe panel 3 is me looking around kind of expectantly of something to happen and, like, waiting... looking exasperated,
yeah.
And then 4 is the mask coming down. Does something else come down with the mask? That's something we could explore, is if something else, but just besides just the mask, happens.
A single bullet and the courage to do what's right?
I don't know how we show that.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how you draw. I don't know how you draw the courage.
That's a pretty complicated thing to draw.
Just the precise amount of courage that you'd need.
Yeah.
I think the mask is fine.
Okay. I have to look up what those look like, I guess.
They look like little yellow dongles with sacks on them.
Sounds like something else.
Sounds like something you want to put on your face.
Yeah. Pinus. Okay, so I think that's pretty good. I think we got something here. Mm-hmm. See, we wrote a comic from scratch.
Out of the blue.
That's amazing.
Actually came from your life.
Yeah.
Even though I thought of it.
You wouldn't have thought of it if I hadn't brought it up. So.
Yeah.
It's like my prong. I also thought of the mask. Well, I guess because you thought of... See, it's a cooperative experience, so you can't take credit. Faggot.
Oh, I can take credit.
Yeah, but it's wrong.
Can you take your name off this one? Just say, by Jake.
If you want to draw it.
Maybe I don't.
That's what I thought.
Now comes the part I don't want to do. The writing of the comic.
Oh.
The stupid part, if you will. This part makes me sleepy.
Well, you're not doing anything.
What?
You're not doing anything, so we should start writing. We should write from the beginning, from the conversation.
You think so?
Yeah, probably.
I think we should talk generally about what kind of flow, what's happening at this dinner.
Haven't we basically decided? I don't think the old people are really doing much. I think they're just being old and having a boring conversation.
There has to be dialogue.
Oh, no, there is. I'm saying they're not doing anything out of the ordinary, really.
So,
even as this whole gas mask thing is coming, or the oxygen mask is coming down.
I think that you're thinking in the beginning, but then in panel three, you're like, God, why isn't it, you're actually talking out loud, you're saying, why isn't it doing anything?
Yeah, I think I should say something like that in three, because then it'll make four funnier when some mask comes down.
And maybe you're just in four, you're just kind of taken aback, you're looking incredulously at the gas mask. I don't think any dialogue really needed. You just have a hilarious face. You're a little bit.
It should make a sound when it comes down, though. Fush.
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 That's a weird sound. But maybe it's like.
That's a little bit weirder. I don't even know how to express that. That's an onomatopoeia.
Donka donka
donka. Donka donka. Donka. So, should I bring in. See. They were. Alan was saying things that were boring to me, but they weren't boring in the typical old people sense.
Uh huh.
He kept saying this thing. He kept talking about how. I think it's a product of him being really old. Yeah. He kept talking about how a lot of people don't live their lives. They don't live every moment of their lives. He kept saying that he doesn't like the expression, I've got to kill an hour or whatever. Because, what do you. He's saying, you should use the hour. Why do you need to kill anything? Or whatever.
Yeah, you
can... I was thinking, dog, it's an expression. It's not literally, you're not killing anything.
Well, no, it's he doesn't like the spirit of it.
He doesn't like the spirit.
He's like, listen, you could take that, you could do a line of blow.
He used the expression, you only come this way once, and with a little hand gesture, about 10 times throughout the night. So.
I wonder if our grandmother's tired of it. I wonder.
She seems to really like him.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for that.
I guess old people, they forget too. They forget what they do. They forget what each other do.
Yeah.
So I guess it's probably okay.
I feel like he's a little bit further off his rocker than our grandmother.
Because our dad says the same shit over and over again.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine.
But it's funny when he does it.
But I can only imagine if you take our dad and add 20 years, it's just gonna be.
Yeah.
It's gonna be ridiculous.
Yeah. And then make him not our dad, which is, just not as
well. Awesome. I'm not going to make our dad not our dad. That would be weird.
I'm just saying, Alvin's no Steve Brophy.
Why are you trying to put our dad's name out there?
Hey, any publicity he could get would be good for him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And if anyone wants to buy a painting, Steve Brophy original.
That's true.
Get in touch.
Maybe we can throw him some business for him.
Maybe.
He does some good paintings.
Imagine Eli's art, but just totally different.
And better.
Better.
A lot better.
Imagine actual art instead of digital.
Imagine if instead of trash, I could paint. Really
yeah,
well.
Imagine instead of this digital shit, if you actually had something that an artisan made.
Yeah, it's very artisanal.
Alright, so what, do you have any, can you throw out some of the things that he says?
Okay, so there's you only come this way once.
So do we want to have it be he's specifically addressing you and asking you about the comic and stuff? Or do we want to have it I guess we just want to have it he's boring you. He's not putting you on the spot, he's just boring you. And you're just bored. Because your character is an asshole, so it's better if he's just wants to get out of there because he's bored.
Yeah, because in real life, I'm totally polite and warm and stuff. And I internalize all the pain.
Yeah.
And endure it.
And then you talk about it in your podcast.
And then I talk about it in my podcast, which I hope nobody in my family listens to. But I do want to give props to Mom. She made it easier. And also she's willing to do this thing with sending him the comics that he can see, because I wouldn't really want to do that extra
that's,
work.
Yeah, that's a job.
Yeah. God. Okay, so some of the other things he said. He at one point went around the table and asked everybody what was good about life. Like, he's like, I wanted to say, like, what the fuck? Like, how do I cover that in one statement? I don't know. But I didn't.
She said you like flowers.
I basically, like, mom hinted at it, and I basically said that I was thankful for my college education because mama was there, and she's paying for it. But. God, it was just a lot of really awkward, kind of grandiose, meaningless things that he said about life being worth living. And
so, do we want to mock him, or do we want to just
no? Because
I would be a boring old person.
I don't think he did. He doesn't deserve it. Like, he's not a. He's a likable guy. He's just.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe we don't. Maybe we don't want to use him as a model.
He's done nothing wrong, and I think that his attitude is actually pretty respectable for an old person.
For an old person.
For a person, sorry. I'm just saying it's a good attitude to have when you're knocking on death's door.
Alright.
He's got another 10 years left in him, I think.
Yeah.
He's pretty healthy.
Another 10.
He's got lots of his marbles, and he does work. He works. He's a lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to disparage a kind old man.
Yeah, I'm like worried now that we're going to come off like just hating this old man. But no, I'm totally fine with him.
I don't hate anybody.
I do, but I definitely don't have any problems with him. As painful as last night was at times, I don't really think it was his fault. It's just the fault of how different we are.
Yeah.
We're on totally different wavelengths.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't really work.
It's hard to even imagine that you're both human beings.
We're both of the same species, I guess, but
I'm saying, so I'm trying to be, you're such an asshole, shut up. I don't want to have to explain myself. Anyway.
Yeah.
Enough of your bullshit.
Yeah.
You need some boring talk.
Old person.
This is hard to do, because we have to...
A lot of what old people do is they reminisce about things that are already boring, or they complain about stuff.
Well, do we want to have them talking to you?
No. I think it's just like... I mean, I guess they could be, but I feel like it's
Do we want to provide any reason that you're here, or what's happening?
See, that's kind of the thing, is that, at least for me, sometimes it feels like I don't really need to be there. Like, I'm just there to make my grandma happy because she loves to see me. And that's fine. But in terms of the actual conversation, I don't have a whole lot to contribute, usually.
Yeah.
Unless they're directly addressing me about my life, which is, you know, that's a decent amount of the time.
I feel like you should be a little bit dressed up.
Yeah. Yeah. It should be some kind of a fancy gathering.
I don't know.
It's hard. It's really hard to write. So you got an idea here, but we have to actually write old people dialogue from scratch.
Oh, it's hard to do without being cliche.
I think it could be somewhat cliched.
No. Must be good.
It doesn't mean. I mean, cliche doesn't mean bad always.
Yeah, but. Yeah.
In this scenario, we're playing on a trope of old people being boring.
Yeah, but if we can't do it well, then it'll suck.
I guess that goes without saying.
Petunias.
Are you talking about, like... See, it's hard to think of things that aren't typical of old people.
Yeah.
You talk about gardening, they could talk about, like... See, I don't think that it needs to be... I think the dialogue should be somewhat plain and just old people talk. Because it shouldn't be that distracting from what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You don't want to put too much information...
But it should be boring to a comedic extent.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
But it can't just be like, I don't want to write boring dialogue. I want to write funny dialogue. that it's funny because of how boring it is. Mm-hmm. What if we just could, like, mishmashed a bunch of, like, old trope together? Like flowers growing out of a, something else that old people like.
What?
Like, I was gardening in my old... What do old people do? They like bridge, right?
Yeah, they like bridge. They like bingo. And I don't even know if gardening is like an old people thing.
I don't want to go in like retirement home direction.
Oh, no, no, no. But a lot of people are too old to like, too old to garden. I'm trying to think of what would it be so extremely boring to me that I would have this reaction.
Yeah.
Because normally it's like talking about sports teams, but old people don't talk about sports teams.
Right.
Well, I'm just saying that would be something that really is one of the most boring conversations I could ever be involved in.
What if we just have them saying the conversation that we're having right now? Because that's pretty boring.
Wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. I think it'd be pretty distracting.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. This isn't easy.
They could just be talking in little squiggly lines, and you're like, you could be thinking, like, these old people are so boring that I cannot actually comprehend what they're saying to me anymore.
I like that.
Like, they've bored me out of comprehension.
I think that's funnier than anything we could write.
Yeah, I think.
And easier to do.
Yes.
Because we don't have to write old people dialogue. Because you know what it is?
I'm finding it impossible
to
do.
We're trying to write something that's so boring it's funny, and it's so boring to think of boring things. It's so boring.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
And we'd have to think of like two panels worth of this shit, so it would just be unbearable. So what I think I could do is just have kind of word bubbles coming from the old people, but they're kind of without the black outline, so they're more secondary. And just kind of, like, background noise.
And you have just kind of scribbly lines. Like faded scribbly lines in their work.
Yeah, yeah, like, kind of grayed out, sort of scribbly. I wish I could do, like, I don't think I can pull this off, but I wish I could mimic, like, old-fashioned longhand and just make it look like gibberish.
Yeah, I mean, if you could do it to some extent, the extent that you can do it.
Yeah, I'll try and do that. Because, you know, old people have great handwriting.
I guess we already did Sweet Mercy.
Did we?
Yeah, with the eyebrow. I just did a Control F because it seemed familiar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you said you're saying something else. Sweet or holy something. I don't always just say, oh my god. Like, it's boring. It gets boring in real life.
Yeah. Sweet Jehovah.
Sweet gracious.
Those are both adjectives.
Well, people say good gracious.
Okay.
I guess they say good gracious me.
Yeah, or they say good graces.
No. No.
It's too bad we can't do Sweet Fancy Moses.
Why? Why?
Why? What do you mean why?
Why can't we do it?
An air kid?
Oh.
It's from the Fruit Fucker Prime. Sweet Fancy Moses at Fruit Fucker Prime. You remember?
No, I do.
I mean, that really affected me as a youngin.
You could say Sweet Merciful Misery.
Yeah. Although I guess it's not exactly merciful misery, it's just misery.
Yeah, but it gets your point across. It gets your feelings across. So how do we express that this in the best way?
What?
My idea of what? How do we, like...
What?
How do we express this, what I've said?
Sweet, merciful mercy? Or merciful...
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're such what? An asshole. The actual line that I said that you're going to say.
What was it again?
Like, this old person talk has gotten so boring I can actually not comprehend it anymore. It's incomprehensible to me.
Say that.
I think you look kind of panicked.
Yeah. It is, you know, your life does kind of flash before your eyes in situations like this.
Yeah.
And you just kind of think you might never escape. and you think, if I were to die right now, I would, it would just be the saddest possible thing.
I mean, you could say something to that effect, like, I may never see the light of day again. Like, if I don't do anything, I may never see the light of day.
Yeah. I may never see the sun again. You doing it?
I was thinking.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe it's like you're afraid of also becoming an old person.
Like, are we gonna indoctrinate me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like I need to write it better.
It's really boring for me.
Yeah, me too. Too. How ironic.
Yeah.
How ironic. That we're trapped in a boring situation.
Why don't you just leave it as a placeholder and fix that later?
Yeah, I guess I could.
And build demo right 3.
Okay.
So Jesus. What do we have to communicate in 3 exactly?
Just like why you're panicking about why the button isn't working. I think in 2 you should draw like your hand is lifting up. You can see that your arm is like lifting up the tablecloth to get under the table.
Yeah. But it's like a view from under the table, kind of.
Yeah. Are you, like, slapping the button with your whole hand?
No, I think I'm just hitting it with my finger. It'd be harder to show otherwise.
You may want to, like, draw it so that it doesn't look like you just copy and pasted the whole thing and just, like, change the position of your finger. Like, really think about what it would look like if you were hammering a button with your finger.
Yeah. I mean, my whole hand would be moving.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yep.
I think it would be pretty fast.
But yeah, I mean, it's gonna be 2 frames. I'm gonna have to alternate pretty quick.
Are you like yelling out loud or?
I guess in 3, I'm just kind of expressing like, why isn't anything happening? Do the old people not even notice that I'm like freaking out and there's an oxygen mask coming down from the ceiling?
Yeah, I don't see them really having a reaction.
Yeah. I think that's fine. That line is fine.
In 3?
Yeah, because it's not like... that works. It's not like... The first line, I mean, is... It's not like a ridiculously abnormal thing, but it's believable that I would just yell that.
Yeah, I don't want to get too weird with that line, because I want it to, like, be clear that you're talking about the button.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I like that. That's fine for 3. I think that's enough.
Yeah, so I'll work on panel 1 a little bit more, maybe on my own.
Okay.
But other than that, I think we're good.
Nice!
I did it.
This might even be, like, a little more mainstream for us. Because people think this is a fairly common...
I can't fucking tell.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think so.
I mean, I just mean that the topic itself is, like, fairly relatable. But who knows? Who the fuck knows? Fuck them.
I'm sure you can relate.
Yes.
Beyond that, I don't know.
Beyond that, also, a lot of people. Okay. I'm out. Later.
Wait.
What?
Did we do it?
Yeah, we did it.
Should we say something? Should we have a little bit of a pomp and circumstance?
No. Song sucks. Sucks.
Good joke. You're
Get
fired.
It? Get it?
You're fired.
Yeah. It reminds me of when we were at your graduation and Dad kept complaining that Pomp and Circumstance is a terrible song.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, there are good parts of the song, but they never play those parts. Like, yeah, Dad. They play the same shit every time.
Well, do you have a point?
I just thought it was
funny. Alright.
Now you know more about our dad, listener. Doesn't like problem circumstance.
Maybe if you don't like it either, then you'll love to buy one of his.
Who does? Honestly, who the fuck does? Who wants to hear that?
Probably, like, some gay teacher.
My former roommate, I don't know if I ever brought this up on the podcast, my roommate from Drew.
Yeah?
His high school graduation, they played the Imperial March. So I thought, that's pretty awesome.
No, it's not.
It's better.
It's pretty played out.
Is it?
Yes.
Didn't know that.
Pretty
old. You've heard that being done before?
Really think about it. How original do you think that is?
I mean, I wouldn't expect it. That's like a really evil sounding song to play at a high school graduation.
You bore me.
All right.
Your sad, pitiful life.
Well, I guess you can just edit that out then.
I wish I could edit you out.
You could.
My conversation would make sense.
Since you very, very easily do that.
It would hardly be seamless.
It might actually make the podcast really funny. It's like Garfield minus Garfield. It's like Garfield Brothers minus...
One of the brothers?
One of the brothers.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess. Probably be funny.
What if we did a series where... See, this would save me a lot of time. What if we just did a series where I remove myself from all the comics that we've been in together? And then it's like just you being crazy. Yeah.
Because some of the comics... I mean, a fair portion of them are already about my insanity.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what...
And so I was just thinking of, like, the Bees one, where I'm not actually in frame. So, although it changes, my word bubble wouldn't be there.
Right, so I would just seem double crazy.
It just seem double crazy.
I think it would actually probably dilute the punchline, because...
Yeah. It'd just be like a what the fuck, because that's kind of what Garfield Bryce Garfield is like. It's like, why? How do we get here?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. If you wanna.
No, I'm not serious about that.
You could always do it on your Tumblr.
That's true. If you wouldn't mind me doing that, I would do that. That's something to do.
Yeah, do it.
If I can find a comic that will like would fit that really well, then I'll do it.
Sup bro brothers minus brother. We'll call it that.
Okay. Alright, later fruit.
Later, Jesus.
Oh. Put the wall clock in the top drawer. Turn off the light so we can see. We will waltz across the carpet. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. So give me the soft, soft static of the open fire and the shuffle of our feet. We can both get old fashioned. Do it like they did in 43. Get old-fashioned, back to how things used to be. If I get old, old-fashioned, do you get old, old-fashioned to me? If we both get old-fashioned.